part two of the reflection from Matthew chapter 19 and the problem of the rich man and the eye of the needle and the difficulty of entering into heaven, though it is implied in the reflection that there is an answer to this problem of having wealth and coming to know God and enter into the kingdom of heaven and having some assurance of our union and path to God and our eternal justification, our eternal reward. Several years ago, I had the chance to spend a few hours with one of the most wealthy and generous devout Catholics in our time. He had read my book, Navigating the Interior Life, and he realized he needed a spiritual director, and by God's grace, he found a very good one. And at this stage of his life, which is, I'm sure he's very close to coming to his final judgment, he is now praying an hour a day of mental prayer. And he lamented to me privately and said that he wished he knew now, or wished he knew when he was younger what he knows now. And he revealed to me how he had spent millions and millions of dollars on things that didn't matter. Now, from the outside, it's clear that he's also one of the greatest philanthropists of our time. But yet, he was lamenting that he was more aware now of things that would have changed the way he spent his money when he was younger. And I think, of course, what's happening is he's closer to God. His prayer, he was always solid with the Eucharist and reconciliation. But his prayer has drawn him close to Jesus, and that drawing brings about an awareness, a greater clarity of our mission, God's will. And it also works in us a strength of will and the fruit of virtue and the ability to detach from things. And so this is what's happened to him. He's become more clear and detached. Wealth matters less to him. And he's recognizing that God gave it to him for a purpose, not to be used for anything but for the glory of the kingdom of God. So how do we get to this place where he's gotten to at the end of his life, rather than waiting till the end of our lives? Well, one is doing what he's done. Get a spiritual director. Make sure we're spending a great deal of time in prayer, prioritizing our life around spending time with God, rather than making and spending money or managing wealth or projects that we think are important. The daily practice of mental prayer reveals all. It shows us who we are before God. As we come to know Jesus, we then see ourselves in light of who he is. This gives us a kind of radical, purifying clarity at each step of the way, because we see our sin. We see what must be pruned away. We see how much we are not like him. This is not a place where we stand in condemnation, but we are with Jesus as with him, as the disciples were with him when he was incarnate in the flesh on earth. And being with Jesus as the loving God-man that he is, he would give us that look when we brought up something, or that corrective word, or that revelation, or that teaching, always with the intent of showing us the way, showing us what we must shed, showing us what is in us in the way we think or act toward God or others that is keeping us from deeper union with him, or hindering us from the kingdom of God. Showing us our sin, yes, but always for the purpose of redemption and lighting the way to heaven. So if we are wealthy, the first thing we must recognize is that we've been given that wealth in order to build the kingdom of God, number one. Two, in order to know his will and fight the normal attachments and difficulties that come with wealth, we must give ourselves to daily mental prayer. We must give ourselves to the Eucharist, receiving the sacrament of his body and blood daily, if possible. We must give ourselves to frequent confession, examination of our souls before God, examination of where we are in the progress in the interior life. We must give ourselves to a kind of daily mental prayer that it is an immersion into the person and work of Christ. Not a fleeting time of prayer, not a time of prayer that we double time with other things while we're driving, while we're flying, whatever, but dedicated time to God where we listen, study, fill our hearts and minds with him, and thereby allowing him to reveal in us that which needs to be conformed to him, thereby setting us free from attachment. Deliberately giving our money away, specifically recognizing that what we have is given by him and we must not hold on to it. We must be generous with those in need, with those apostolates that are having the greatest effect on the church and the future of the church, with our local parish and all of its needs, with the local poor that we work with, or poor on an international scale. But it's certainly much better to be face to face with the poor as we give, and to work with them as we give. These are just a few ways to shrink the size of the camel and increase the size of the eye of the needle. May God give you the strength and wisdom you need to do all of these things with haste, with vigor, that we might know him and thereby be assured of our place when we meet our final judgment with him for eternity in the kingdom of heaven.